Blackstone Audio presents The Things They Cannot Say, stories soldiers won't tell you about what they've seen, done, or failed to do in war, by Kevin Seitz. This book is read by Donald Corin. This book is dedicated to my wife, Anita, and the rest of the party of five, Tina, Cammy, and Vay, for giving me the gift of being necessary. Author's note. The service ranks, units, and campaign deployments listed in the table of contents and the chapter headings reflect the timeline only for the stories depicted in this book. Some of those profiled are still serving in the military and have risen to higher ranks and have fought in additional conflicts. Those promotions and deployments are noted in their postscripts. Unless otherwise noted, email, social network messages, and texts are presented as they were written by their senders. I welcome your thoughts on the book, as well as contributions of new stories from service members around the world that may be collected and published on a companion website. Please send them to me at thingstheycannotsay@gmail.com. Hospital Pictures Number 1. A soldier looked at me with blue hawk eyes, with kindly glances sorrow had made wise, and talked till all I'd ever read in books melted to ashes in his burning looks. Ivor Gurney, British soldier, World War I, poet, composer. From Ivor Gurney, War's Embers, Sidgwick and Jackson Limited, 1919. Introduction. The Killer and Me. In